NFL playoffs, conference championship, picks, predictions, and weekly locks.
We went 4 for 4 last week, meaning our followers made thousands upon thousands of dollars following our picks. And in this episode, we got 4 more locks. This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too. Welcome to Beanstalk Bets. This is Shane, aka Jolly Green.
And this is Josh, aka Nifty.
Today, we're going to tell you who is going to win each of the conference championship NFL playoff games, and we're going to tell you whether it's going to go over or under. Now, last week, using this exact same formula, we picked all 4 of the spreads for the divisional round correctly. 4 for 4. Our followers made thousands and thousands of dollars, and we're going to take this same winning formula and apply it to this week's massive football games.
Let's jump right into it. We have the Eagles at home. They are 5.5 favorites versus the Commanders. Who do we like?
All right, so you can't stop these Eagles, man. Like, their formula is built for playoff success. They have the number one defense in the NFL. They have one of the best, the number two running game in the NFL. That's playoff football. Defense and run game and controlling the time of possession.
Yep.
They imposed their will against the Rams. Now, the Rams did make a pretty valiant comeback at the end, but, I mean, it never really should have been that close. They were up 2 scores with, like, 4 minutes to go. Saquon ran for another 200-whatever yards. It's just such a winning combo, and that's why we bet on them all year. Like, we were so successful this year betting on spreads, and we took the Eagles almost every week, and it was one of our stalwarts, right? Now, the Commanders, they're pretty hot as well. I mean, that, who had them? We had them to cover the spread against the Lions, but we did not have them winning that game. That was a big surprise. Now, the Lions, their defense really fell apart down the stretch, so the Commanders took advantage of that. The Lions couldn't stop a passing attack to save their lives. It's an interesting matchup here because we have the Eagles and the Commanders, obviously both in the same division, both in the NFC East. They've played twice already this year, so we have a lot of data to look at. So Philadelphia, in their first game, in Philadelphia, they beat the Commanders 26-18. The Eagles ran for 230 yards that game on an average of 5.7 yards per carry. Commanders, 3.3 yards per carry under 100 yards rushing. Not a recipe for success. That's a classic Eagles game. It was close at half. They dominated the second half. The second game in Washington, the Eagles quickly went up 21-7 in the second quarter. They were blowing them out, and then Jalen Hurts went down with an injury.
Yep.
Commander Kenny Pickett came in. Commanders ended up coming back and winning that game. But from what I see, when Hurts is on the field, the 6 quarters that they played, they outscored them significantly. So I see really no reason here to pick the Commanders. I think the Eagles are going to win this game, and I think they're going to cover the spread.
Yeah, I mean, look, was it an impressive victory last week for the Commanders, or did they just happen to beat up on a team that had no defense? When they're going up against the number one ranked defense in Philadelphia, that is going to be extremely challenging. I see a Washington team that has now been on the road. This will be their 4th week in a row on the road. That's extremely difficult to get into any sort of rhythm, and it can really get the team out of a funk, like sleeping in different hotels, traveling all the time. Whereas Philadelphia, they're just chilling, baby. Mm-hmm. So that makes a big difference. Philadelphia beat up on, in my opinion, one of the best teams in the league, and that's the LA Rams. The Rams were 10-3 with all their starters. Saquon put up another 200 yards. So Philadelphia hasn't even really had to rely on their outside weapons yet. Mm-hmm. Here's the matchup that I'm keen in on. Philly has the second best run game, and they're up against the 30th ranked run defense.
Yeah.
That is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
So what's going to end up happening is if the Washington gets down early, they're going to be forced to pass. Well, guess what? They're up against the number one ranked pass defense. So I think that the Philadelphia Eagles win this game by at least 5.5. You got maybe even 10 points.
For sure,
I want to say.
I think so.
And so there's also the over-under, which is 47.5 as well. Mm-hmm. What are we thinking there?
So, yeah. So normally on the show, if you've been watching it for a while, we take four picks. Now, there's only two games this week. So we're going to be picking the spreads. So we have Eagles -5.5 in this game. We're also going to be picking the over-under for each game. So we have 47.5. That's total amounts of points that are scored in the game. Now, on the surface, you might say, all right, run game, defense, it's probably going to go under. But when you look at the pass results, the Eagles can put up a decent amount of points. And given the stuff that we just talked about, I think the Eagles could put up 30-plus here.
Yeah.
They're going to pound the ball. Saquon could score another couple touchdowns. Washington can also put up points, right? And I think they're going to be able to get a few touchdowns. So I think, you know, maybe this is like a 30-20 game or something like that. So I'm thinking that there's going to be around 50 points scored.
Yep.
So I think over in this one.
Okay, so we got Eagles 5.5 and the over 47.5. We are making these picks on BlockBet because we do have a combo boost specifically for this episode alone. So anybody making their bets using BlockBet, using our referral link in the description, will get a boosted bet that you won't be able to experience anywhere else out there.
100%. All right, let's move along to the AFC Championship. Now, this is the game of the week. This is the game of the season. This is the game that everybody has been waiting for. We got the Buffalo Bills on the road, +2 underdogs against the Kansas City Chiefs, the back-to-back Super Bowl champions, and the over-under in this one is also 47.5. What are you thinking?
I don't like Kansas City. I hate Mahomes. I don't like Travis Kelce. I don't like how they're working with the refs in what seems to be like every single game. I think Kansas City has had an extremely easy path to where they are today. They had a lot of fluky victories throughout the regular season. They had a bye week, and then they got to play a Houston team that had no business being where they were in the playoffs. So it's been really easy for them to get to where they are. When you look at Kansas City's offense and their defense, they're middle of the pack in both categories. You know, 17 in yards per game, 22nd in rushing, 15th in points. You know, they're not too great on defense as well. You know, 18th against the pass, 8th against the rush. It's just such a lackluster team, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Previous matchup, Bills won 30-21. One of the games that we went to a couple years ago, Bills also beat up on Kansas City. So it seems like Josh Allen has this magical power against KC. Mm-hmm. It is looking like it's going to be a fair weather game. I'm looking at the point differential. Bills have a +9 point differential. So that means they win games by 9 points on average. Mm. Whereas Kansas City has a 3-point differential.
Yep.
So their games are a lot closer. And as I alluded to in the beginning of my little rant, is they've got really lucky throughout the entire regular season. I think that without having no Stephon Diggs on the team this year has really allowed Josh Allen to perform the way he can without getting grilled by Stephon Diggs all the time. Like, why am I not getting the ball? Mm-hmm. Josh Allen is just the man right now. He's running for touchdowns. He's passing for touchdowns. He's making things happen.
Yep.
I think this is the time where the Bills smash Kansas City again, and they definitely cover the spread of +2.
Yeah, I think it's time to pay the Bills. To pay the Bills, baby. Like, it's the same analysis that I brought last week. Everyone, a lot of people were on the Ravens last week. Ravens were the favorites. I said, no, I think this is the Bills' magical time. Josh Allen, he's the NFL MVP this year, in my opinion, and I think in most people's opinion. Just seems like they have that intangible magic about that team. Yeah, maybe it's a team all working together because they don't have the prima donna and Diggs and all that kind of stuff. I think it's Buffalo's time. And look at the stats. Like, since week 10, the Bills have the NFL's fifth best passing game, the fifth best running game, the 10th best passing defense, and the 10th best running defense. This is a stacked and complete football team. And then we look at the Chiefs unit ranks in that time. It's all average or below average. They've been relying on fluky victories, crazy things, phantom calls, and playing a weak schedule going into the playoffs. Texans are depleted. They, you know, snuck by them. I just don't see how. I'm going to be very surprised if the magic continues here. Now, I know it is on the road. It's in Kansas City, Andy Reid, blah, blah, blah. But the Bills have played there many times. Allen's played there many times. Like we said, he's won there before. I just don't think that the Chiefs are going to be able to keep up with the Buffalo offense, who is high-flying. We have one offense, Bills. As you said, they're beating teams by 9, 10 points per game. The Chiefs' offense is no longer built to come back. They don't have a quick strike attack. They're dinking and dunking their way down the field. I think it's 25th ranked in yards per catch in the air. They're not going deep because Mahomes doesn't have time in the pocket this year to go deep. He needs long developing plays for that. Right now, he's dinking and dunking. That's not a recipe to come back against the Bills, who I think are going to come out motivated and really take it to the Chiefs. Now, do I think the Bills are going to blow the Chiefs out? No. I don't think that's going to happen in Arrowhead. So, yes, we're taking the Bills plus two. We're taking them to win the game here. When it comes to the over-under, I think it's going to be a close game. I think when you look at the past, like, five matchups, I think they're actually tied in points. I think we're probably looking at maybe like a 28, 26, 28, 27, something like that. I think it's going to be close. Mm. It could come down to that last possession. But is it going to be a defensive battle? No, I think the Bills are going to score points. I think the Bills' defense might allow some points as well. I'm thinking over. Are we thinking over here?
We're taking over. It's another fair weather game. I think Tyler Bass kicks that field goal at the end of the game to win by three. And they take that, 28 to 26 type of thing, or 29 to 26, or whatever.
Yep.
So we got Bills as underdogs plus two. We're taking the over 47.5. We have the Eagles by 5.5 at home versus the Commanders, and we're taking the over 47.5 on that one as well.
I like it. These are going to be two massive matchups. Make sure to place those bets. Follow these bets. You're only going to be able to find this with the same combo boost on BlockBet, as we mentioned before. Link is in the description.
Make sure you tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.